Now, if you're in one of those more than 20 states with contests on Tuesday, you have just a few days left to mull over your options. And we aim to help you with that. We've called the top economic advisors for the four leading contenders and asked them one simple question. What would be your candidate's number one economic priority if he or she were to win a term as president of the United States? We'll start with the Democrats. Senator Barack Obama's top economic advisor is Austin Goolsbee.
Well, I'd say the first priority has got to be dealing with the potential slowdown that we're facing, if it is continuing into January of 2009. But that slowdown isn't random. It's really the culmination of some of the factors that he's been pointing out that have developed over the last 7 years, mainly the squeeze on the middle class with incomes of three-quarters of America stagnant, while the cost of healthcare, energy, college education rising has really put a pinch and left people with no margin for error. So I'd say aiming at that squeeze is probably his first priority.
And what does that mean he would do first?
First, direct, substantial middle-class tax relief and tax relief for working people up to $1,000 a family, and then get a comprehensive healthcare reform that could get the uninsured covered and get the cost down for people who do have insurance.
Austin Goolsbee of the Obama campaign. Now to Senator Hillary Clinton. Jean Sperling is her senior economic advisor.
I think priority number one is passing a health care plan that would provide coverage for all Americans and at the same time help reform the health insurance system so that we're bringing down cost and providing quality. That is the first economic priority, and let me explain why. Because this is more important to so many Americans' economic security. People who are worried about losing jobs worry about their health care coverage. A lot of the reasons why the typical American family is dealing with stagnant wages, even declining wages by over $1,000 since 2000, is partly because the rising cost of health care is eating into their wages and their salaries.
If that's number one, what is number two?
Well, I guess the right way to say it is that Senator Clinton believes that is the number one long-term issue to focus on day one. Obviously, when you're president, you have to deal with the hand you're dealt. And one of the big issues will be is where is our housing crisis on January 1st, 2009?
Jean Sperling, senior economic advisor with the Clinton campaign. You probably caught the similarities between the two Democrats. Obama's advisor put the current economic slowdown at number one and health care reform at number two, while Clinton's advisor did just the opposite, health care at number one and the slowdown at number two. Now to the Republican side. Vin Weber is policy chairman, that's a volunteer position, for former Governor Mitt Romney.
I think his first economic priority would be to, if it's not completed, complete the free trade agreements that are on the table. I think his second priority would be to seek to make permanent the Bush tax cuts. The reality is, if we don't make permanent the Bush tax cuts, we're going to see a dramatic tax increase from the rates that people have been paying for several years.
Let's talk about that first thing, the completing the free trade agreements. Why is that so important that it is the first priority?
Well, we're sort of at risk of losing momentum on free trade going forward. So if we're not moving to open up markets around the world to American products, we're going to be moving in the other direction toward a greater protectionism across the planet. And history tells us that's just not a good thing for American workers or consumers.
Vin Weber of the Romney campaign. Now to Douglas Holtz Aiken, the senior policy advisor to Senator John McCain.
His first priority is to bring federal spending under control. He would impose on the Congress a requirement of zero earmarks and special interest checks in spending bills. Any bill that arrived on his desk with those projects would be vetoed. He would then move to a fundamental reform of our entitlements through a combination of health care reform and demanding that Congress take on the clear and transparent problems in Social Security, and he would demand that we rise above politics and fix Social Security.
McCain's senior policy advisor, Douglas Holtz-Aiken. We contacted the Huckabee campaign, but it did not provide us with an advisor. So to recap what we learned, Mitt Romney's first priority is completing free trade agreements. His second is making President Bush's tax cuts permanent. Number one for John McCain is clamping down on government spending and earmarks. Second on McCain's list is reforming entitlement programs. That's Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare.